I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We've got some fog through this morning, maybe light rain showers as well. Expect a mostly cloudy sky otherwise and a high near 84. Things are starting to get back to normal at Franklin Hospital after emergency crews scrambled to evacuate the facility. A bomb threat was made yesterday evening. First responders from several area communities joined to help move patients out of the hospital. Some went to other area hospitals as crews searched the building. No injuries were reported. Crews say the threat was unfounded. Patients and staff were back in the hospital as of late last night. Investigators say they're still looking into just who made the call and why. While critics around the globe rip President Donald Trump over his decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement, a Southern Illinois lawmaker says the coal industry praises it. During a visit to Jackson County recently, 12th District Congressman Mike Bost says he believes the president made the right move. The Murfreesboro Republican says the deal needs to be renegotiated, something Trump suggested he would consider.
We were kind of the primary, and so since we're kind of the primary, we can be the first one to call for the renegotiation. I think we just did.
Four of the five leading coal corporations in the United States are also praising the president's move, including Peabody Energy and Arch Coal. A court hearing scheduled for this week has the potential to shake up Illinois' already precarious financial situation. Organizations that run the state's Medicaid programs are asking a judge to speed up their payments. Brian Mackey has the latest.
There are a lot of people and organizations in line to be paid by state government. The Medicaid providers are asking a federal judge to put them at the front of it. The thing is, Illinois spends a lot on Medicaid. Controller Susana Mendoza says letting those groups cut in line means Illinois would soon run out of money.
And so we'll have to go to the courts and ask them, okay, out of all of these court-mandated payments, which ones am I allowed to violate?
That could jeopardize things like paychecks for state workers. The Medicaid providers say that argument shows Illinois is not making their payments a priority. The judge is expected to make her decision at a hearing set for Tuesday. I'm Brian Mackey.
Meanwhile, Governor Bruce Rauner says he would support a hike in the minimum wage, but not at the rate state lawmakers approved last week. The lawmakers in Springfield voted to raise the wage to $15 an hour over the next 5 years. Currently, the minimum wage in Illinois is $8.25 an hour. Governor Rauner says he's willing to support $11 an hour, but Democrats pushed for more. He says he'll veto it.
They did that not to achieve a higher minimum wage, which we could have achieved. They did it for political spin and a headline against me. That's what that was about.
Rauner says $15 an hour is too high for businesses and would crush employment in the state. We're going to see a cloudy sky today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms through this morning. Expect a high of 84. A clearing sky overnight tonight, low 61. I'm Jennifer Fuller.